welcome again to the Essential Install podcast series. My name is David Kitchener and I'm the Managing Director of All Things Media Limited, the company that brings you Essential Install magazine and the EI Live exhibition, amongst other projects. Our recent podcasts have been dedicated to specific industry topics, but today we're doing something different. We're talking to an integrator turned distributor. Today we are joined by Dave Wilson of Dizzyfish Installations, and apart from being a very successful integrator, Dave and the team are entering into the world of distribution with a new venture entitled Dizdribution, spelt with two Z's, and is set up by installers for installers, Dave tells me.
Hi guys, thank you for having me on the show.
We're also joined by Daniel Sait, editor-in-chief of our Essential Install magazine. Welcome again, Dan.
Yeah, good to be back again. It's an interesting sounding one. This is an interesting journey going from installer to distributor. Should have some, you know, some interesting views on how things should and shouldn't be done.
Firstly, Dave, I'm interested to know how the name Dizzyfish came about. Do tell.
It's funny, we get asked this probably every single job that we do. Everyone asks why we came up with Dizzyfish. We used to have a shop in Glasgow that did Bang & Olufsen and then it did Louvie. And we moved out with the shop to be custom installers. We wanted something somebody would remember rather than being your standard AV installations or something like that. Our cat's called Dizzy. My wife calls her Dizzyfish and my friend came up with the logo. It's as simple as that.
I love it. And now, of course, Dizzyfish is setting up distribution, again with two Z's. Having had a successful number of years as an installer, what's the story behind distribution, Dave?
We kind of fell into doing the distribution. We had been installing Tover Tafel projectors and Hydet mounts from America for a good few years. We're the first to take Hydet mounts into the UK. And they both approached us in November to ask if we knew of any distributors. And we thought, well, we would love to work with you guys. And we thought we'd go down that route. Since then, we've built up quite a good brand portfolio. And we're really happy with what we've got. Distribution's aiming at putting the fun back into AV. We want it to be good for integrators, we want it to be good for manufacturers, and we just want everyone to get a good deal out of it. We also want clients to know that they've got people who can install things correctly and people that can work well with their products. So we basically create cool products to give the best relationships to people. The products have to excite us, they have to be stuff that we use, stuff that we know will work. Anyone that buys from us gets our 25 years experience as well. So if you have an electrician that wants to go into the AV market, they can now say that they have that AV expertise because we can help them. We also have a professional photographer as well. So anything we take on board, we take professional photos of. We create a folder and anybody who buys from us has access to that folder. They can use it for their socials. They can use it to show clients why they buy that equipment. We just want it to be cool.
I love the idea, Dave, that everybody who buys from you is an honorary fish.
Yeah, it's quite cool.
Do they get any sort of plaque or anything to say, hi, I'm an honorary fish?
It actually started in the hockey world when we sponsored hockey players. They got a Dizzyfish cap, which made them an honorary fish. And it's kind of progressed into this world as well. We even have Super Rod, one of the people that supply us. They're making up the honorary fish rod pack, which is things that we use in a rod pack and things that we see as being important.
I love that. I love that, you know, bringing in the fun to the AV industry. No, I'm with you 100%. Okay, that all sounds great. Let's run through some of the brands, Dave, you've tied up for the distribution side. Dan, you're more technical than I am, if I may say. Would you like to go through the brands with Dave?
So let's start with some speakers. We've got Zero Ohm. So tell us about that. It's not one of the better known brands. So be interesting to get your take on sort of what's interesting and special about that particular brand and why you picked it.
Zero Ohm is the epitome of cool. It's like unicorn dust, I suppose you could say. And when they approached us, we were amazed that it wasn't more popular already. We've got quite a history of doing commercial jobs and we know the limitation of 100 volt line systems. We know the limitation on running them. We know the limitation on what speakers you can put into jobs. We know that it has to be these boring speakers or these ceiling speakers. And the speakers are ultimately, they depend on what transformer's in them. Zero Ohm, we can take any amp, any combination of speakers that fall under the wattage of the amp, put the 0 ohm box between them, and it works like a 100 volt line system. But what it does is it opens up the whole world of speakers. So I can go into a hotel and I can go, you can put Gallo speakers in the restaurant, you can put Beale Street speakers in the foyer, you could put clips in the conference room. Speakers that I know and I know are good quality speakers, I can put into the system without the need of transformers or anything. As long as I run them in parallel and I run them from the amp, it works incredibly well. It's a disruption technology, and we like to call it a disruption technology, but it works well on that thing. And the guys are so passionate about it. They won the product at the ICE trade show last year. They were the product of the show, I believe. The actual technology there is groundbreaking, and it's going to change how things happen. And we love it. We absolutely love it. We've got it going into two of the jobs that we're doing. We've got a big hotel that we're putting it into. And we want to show people that we have the confidence in it and show people that it works.
And yes, and it's definitely an interesting band. I remember sort of the award you spoke about just then, and it does seem like it's got a lot of going for it in terms of versatility and the quality that's there. So it's be interesting to see how you get on with that one.
It's very exciting.
It is a very cool brand. So let's talk about sort of getting things connected, connectors. You've got a brand called Simply 45. Tell us a little bit about that.
Have either of you guys experienced the Simply 45 connectors yet?
I have to say I haven't, no.
Right, they're pass-through connectors, and I know our trade have a lot of hang-ups about pass-throughs with arcs and the problem that the ends are exposed and things like that. These slice off the bit of plastic at the end to make it a clean cut. They've also got staggered wire loadout on them, and there's a cap for the end. So they are absolutely fantastic. They're different colour coded. So you've got red for Cat 6, you've got blue for Cat 5E, and they've just been authorised by the HDT Base Alliance as being the connectors that they approved to be used for any jobs. So for us, they're great. We'll send out connectors for people to try them, see what they think of them. We value people's opinion because we just want everyone as a collective to come together and create something that's really good. And everything's been positive from it. It's well worth a try, and we'll happily send any connectors out to anybody to try.
Okay, it's always good to back up, you know, what you're saying about products and if they're good or not, and allowing people to have a go with them. That's definitely a plus, I think, because there are a lot of sort of, especially in that kind of sector, there are a lot of kind of claims made about what products can and can't do, and can be a bit of a minefield. So it's a really good thing that you're letting people have a go and see what they think. You know, that's the best way of doing things. So I guess as a distributor, you need to offer a mounting solution, and that can be kind of a bit of a difficult choice, picking out exactly what's right for each job. And I wouldn't say there's too much choice. There's just a lot of choice. So sometimes it's difficult kind of picking out. So you have a brand called Hide It Mount. So where did that come from? What did you like about this particular brand?
Before you go into that, Dave, you mentioned that have any of us tried Simply 45 connectors, which sound great, but let me declare my interest. You're talking to a humble publisher here. So if you want a plug wired up, I'm there. But if anything over that, you know, I'm a little bit past me.
Simply 45 make it easy, though. So I think even you could do a connection, and I'd be happy to challenge you.
Do you think so?
Mm-hmm.
I look forward to that. Anyway, yep. back to you talking about the Hide It brackets.
Yeah, the Hide It mounts, we talked to Chuck and Relena out in Reno for about 6 years now. We were the first to bring them to the UK because we saw how good they are. And they've grown as a company now. They basically do a bracket for anything. So PlayStation 5s, Xboxes, SkyQ boxes. They do one for mini towers, for computers. They do Switch brackets. They'll do absolutely anything. The range is huge. And we love it. We love it for mounting behind TVs. We love it for spaces that you don't have much space for a rack unit. You can vertically rack everyone's equipment, and you can route the cables in the wall as well, so you can make it really easy for people to work out what kits getting plugged into where. They're great for loft spaces, just anywhere that you need to put a box up and you need to have it looking neat, then Hide It Mounts will do something for that job.
I like the concept of that, because we've been in the magazine and on the website, we've been talking a lot over the last sort of couple of years of not that the traditional rack is sort of going out of style, but people are wanting to place things nearer to source. The idea of the AV kit all being in one place is kind of, you know, going out of fashion now, and you want to be able to have, you know, mounting solutions for products where they're going to be used. You know, particularly, you know, games consoles or the little cube boxes, things like that. So is that something that you think is particularly strong with this brand?
Yeah, a huge market in America. If you check out Hide at Mount's Instagram, massive market is gaming walls. So you have it for kids' rooms, you have it for gamers, where you actually have the wall with a screen in the middle and you can mount all the consoles around it. You can have brackets for the controllers. You can make it look something very impressive in the room by using their mounts. And you should check out some of the stuff. Some of the stuff is absolutely amazing what people have done. And these brackets allow them to do it.
Brilliant. Yeah, we'll definitely check that out. I think that's it's a very cool way of it's yeah. Just a real world solution, is it, to things that we know are kind of are popping up now, and just enables installers to spread out into other bits of the home and offer new things. I mean, because obviously gaming is such a big thing, and we've been saying for years, you know, gaming will be a big part of the install, the AV world, and it's kind of already is, but I think there's a lot more potential there, certainly for us to provide experiences for people that you know that just take it to another level.
Yeah, and consoles, you have to keep them local as well, because the lag, if you put them in a rack, just will kill any gaming. So you kind of have to keep them local anyway.
Another really great brand that you got on board, and great to see it again, is Beale Street in speakers. Now, I think everyone knows how good these speakers are, you know, the pedigree of them and some of the really innovative technology associated with them, but they have had a couple of false starts, and there's been a bit of sort of in and out sort of stuff. So tell us the story there, sort of what's the relationship between yourselves and that particular brand.
Beale Street is owned by Vanco, and Vanco was who we wanted to do our cables, our HDMI cables, all the interconnects that we would do, because their pricing is fantastic. They didn't have a UK distributor, and they're actually brilliant to deal with. They're really, really nice people. Beale Street, we kind of came across as part of that, and we love speakers with history. We love the history Beale Street has. We love the technology of them. They're absolutely amazing. And the Sonic Vortex is out of this world. We love the in-wall and in-ceiling subwoofers. Just, they do things right, and they do things what we could. And for a lot of commercial things, combining Beale Street with Zero Ohm just works. It works incredibly well in any situation that we're putting them in. So yeah, we love Beale Street. We adore them. And we've got two pallets dropping this week of Beale Street speakers. So they'll get their photographs taken and they'll get sorted out for that. So yeah, we're really looking forward to them.
Yeah, he's one of those brands that whoever you talk to that's sort of been associated with them and used them and experienced them, everyone loves them. It's one of those ones where there aren't any kind of sort of middle road with it. People, there's no sort of ums and ahs and kind of, yeah, they're okay. But everyone just that's been associated with them has used them. And go, yeah, they just work. They're just really well engineered, brilliant speakers.
That's why I couldn't understand why they weren't more widespread in the UK. That they've got a huge warranty on them. I think it's a lifetime warranty that they've got, and they're fantastic speakers, really fantastic.
Yeah, they are, and I think you'll do well with them, just because I think, you know, like I said, once people hear them, you're kind of sold. They're just a good proposition. So another brand we've already sort of mentioned the Vanco kind of connection. So for the HDMI cabling, Beale Street comes as sort of a package with that, but just take us back to the Vanco side of things. Sort of, was it simply because you just wanted to work with that brand because it was the performance curve that you wanted, and it was the reliability in a brand that you just wanted on board?
Well, Jeff at Vanco is amazing. When we talked to him, we got Vanco, Beale Street, Evolution and Pulse Audio as part of that, and the products. We've always been a strong believer that if you have the cables running in an installation, then generally kit will work. If you put the right kit in, it's been designed, it's been tested, it should work. So you have to make sure your interconnects are correct with what cables you put in. You have to make sure that your CAT connections are done correct, which is where Simply 45 come in. So long as everything that joins everything together works, then everything should work in an install and there shouldn't be any problems. So we see Vanco as being a good quality, not very costly solution for integrators to have.
Yeah, I mean, it's good to have a straightforward sort of proposition there. Do you think sometimes the industry gets a little bit kind of tied up in knots, a little bit worrying about this and about that, and is it going to work? If you just sort of choose something that's reliable, you know, has a proven track record, and don't try and be too clever, you should be okay.
Yeah, you kind of have to have your template of what works for you as a company, and that's what we've tried to do. We've tried to bring things that work together, because we're an unusual trade that if you're in the plumbing industry or you're in the electrical industry, you have certain things that work together. The AV industry has thousands of products that people want to put into their home, and we have to make them all work together. And so that's where we're different from every other trade.
Okay, moving on to SuperOdd. I can't not say it without saying it like that. SuperOdd. But it's one of those, again, one of those products that looked, a lot of people really like if they've used it. Tell us a little bit about that, because it's quite a popular product, and it's sort of, how are you putting your own kind of take on that?
We found that SuperOdd was everywhere. I mean, everybody sells it. And we loved a product which saves us a lot of time called the Cavity Master, which makes holes in floors without you having to lift floorboards. And it's got caps that go over them to make them clean as flooring again. And that's invaluable for us. So that was the first product that we wanted to bring on board. And we've got the cable tongue on board as well. And then SuperOdd asked us if we could make a Dizzy Fish pack, which we did, the honorary fish pack. And there's things in there that people might not agree with, but there's items we don't use in our SuperOdd kit that we just took out of it. There's items that we use a lot, which just simply cannot break at an install, but they do sometimes. So we have spares in there as well. So we make sure that everything is functional and everything's there just to work, and everything's there to mean that you can keep working your day without having any interruption.
So anybody can have an honorary fish rod set.
Yes, and it makes you an honorary fish.
I love that.
Essential Install Magazine is the leading title for the smart home, AV and home cinema markets. Packed monthly with news, views, features, products and case studies, it's a must read for any integration company looking to source new products and increase their profits. If you'd prefer to get your smart home and high quality AV news online, then get along to essentialinstall.com. Updated daily with news, product releases and case studies. Essential Install is the last word in smart home, AV and home cinema coverage. Don't miss out. Stay up to date with Essential Install in print and online.
Moving on to imaging now. Projectors, obviously popular category. There's some big powerful players in there. You have a brand called Tova. Tell us a little bit more about that, because it's sort of quite a special brand, isn't it?
It is. It's not your standard projector. Tover Tafel is what they're originally called, and it means magic table in Dutch. They do, for care homes, people with learning difficulties and dementia, they do these projectors that we can put above tables, and they make interactive scenes on the tables that people can interact with and use for just help and care. We love Tover. We cover the UK with them. So we've got engineers we know and trust from the years that we've worked in the industry all over the UK who are now Tover service engineers and installation engineers. So they can cover all that. And they're a group of great guys.
Yeah, it's a really interesting area, this. We were talking about it a few days ago with the Together for Cinema team, Ian Moorish, and we were talking about their focus is kind of mostly on kind of the, you know, the cinema, clues in the name kind of thing. But we were discussing the potential in the AV industry for, you know, sensory rooms and experiences that help people with learning difficulties and people with dementia, all sorts of things. And this actually goes back to another life many years ago, where I worked in social services in London and worked in some places that had these types of sensory rooms, and the impact that they can have on people is really profound. You know, the when you see people sort of come alive with some of these experiences, it's really sort of really inspiring.
Us and our installers, about 3 years ago, we started doing Tover, installing them for them. And we had training in dementia. We made sure that we had that, so we knew what we were doing when we were there. But you'd be demoing them for about 2 to 3 hours. And the difference you saw in people from when you first went in to when you left was out of this world. And that's what sold us from it. We just wanted to be part of this. And when they wanted a new distribution in the UK, we were 100% want to be part of it because of the difference it makes in people's lives.
Yeah, I mean, it's one thing sort of putting a smile on someone's face who's just enjoying, you know, a cinema or an AV system or what have you, but sort of making a difference in someone's sort of life and making, you know, their life easier when, you know, there just aren't that many opportunities for them to have that kind of experience is really nice.
The big thing that touches on the AV industry is that you, for someone who has dementia, for getting the grandkids to come round, before COVID and all that, but for getting the grandkids to come round, it was always difficult to find a common ground if you're doing that every week. Whereas if you have this projector and it's projecting butterflies that you can have land on your hand on the table and sweep up leaves and everything, it created a common ground and it created fun for the grandkids, for anybody to see while they were there as well. And it was just fantastic. And we still love it. Absolutely love it.
Yeah, actually, and I think...
No, I was only going to say there, and actually on that note, we as a magazine have just started putting our weight behind, as Dan says, Together for Cinema. Great industry initiative, as Dan says, run by a guy called Ian Morrish. Probably know Ian Morrish from the old ISE days.
Yeah.
And that's a great organisation, great initiative, because they're providing cinemas for primarily children's hospices. I must confess, looking at some of the photographs that Ian sent me are very difficult. But it's a great organisation. Maybe you can get involved, Dave. I'll send you some details, if I may.
Yeah, definitely. We're very into that paying it forward, and we utilise a lot of kit to go into homes and children's homes and things like that anyway, so we'd be happy to be part of that.
Okay, I'll send you some details.
Yep.
Sorry, Dan, back to you with the technical stuff again.
No worries. Interesting little brand next, Audi Maxim, which looks like it's got some nice sort of portable audio products. And tell us a little bit more about that.
We hooked up with Samson at Audio Maxim through LinkedIn, rather weirdly, and we got them to send some samples across. We checked them out and we were blown away. They were absolutely stunning for small Bluetooth speakers. They've got the C3, which is the small unit, and then they've got the C1 cubes, which work as a pair. They link together and they can connect to PCs or anything, and the sound is absolutely stunning. I haven't had a huge play with them yet because they're still in the photographer's studio, so they're getting photographed just now. But we played around with them in the studio, so we had all different types of music. There's a lot of creatives in the studio, so they had all different types of music to play through, and we really put it through its paces, and I was really, really, really impressed.
Yeah, it's an interesting category because I think, you know, we've sort of been told for a long time that, oh, you know, installers shouldn't be sort of interested in sort of portable speakers and things like that, but I've always said, you know, we have the opportunity to look at customers completely holistically and fill every need that they've got. If they want a Bluetooth speaker for their garden or the kitchen or whatever it, and that's the most appropriate solution for them, then we should be selling it to them, and we shouldn't be letting anyone else, you know, have that category just because it's, well, yeah, they can go to buy something cheap online or what have you. Why not give them something of quality that has a bit of character?
Well, if you're a whole home integrator, you have to do the whole home. You can't just do what you think's cool.
Yeah, exactly. I think there is a more of a realization now across the industry that it's sometimes in the past that, you know, like a lot of industries, you fall into the trap of sort of speccing something that you would like, that's what you would do in that situation, in that home, and kind of forgetting to listen to the client and just going, well, what do they really want?
Always listen to what people want. It's their home. They have to live with it. You're only there for a month or however long it takes you to install. They have to live with it for the rest of their lives.
Someone once said to me many years ago, Dave, that you have two ears and one mouth and use them in that order.
It's a good point.
Dave, great lineup. Do you have sole UK distribution rights on those brands, some or all?
On some of them, we've got the Vanco range of products is ours for the UK, so we have them, which is great. Hyde at Mounts is the same. They sell on Amazon as well, but we're helping them by fulfilling their orders from Amazon. Tover is ours, and Zero Ohm are ours.
I was going to say, you mentioned fulfilment. I mean, given the installation side of the business and the distribution side of the business, you've no doubt got your hands full. So the fulfillment side of it, you've got that pretty well covered, have you?
Yeah, well, we actually have a big space that we got as part of it. So we got a big warehousing space that we use for fulfillment as well. So we have four companies on board who we just fulfill their orders. And this is where Brexit's kind of worked for us, because they send a pallet in and then we can send it UK-wide rather than sending a pile of different parcels in. So that works really well. And they're companies that we don't promote on our website, but they just do their thing and we just fulfill their orders.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Well, I read with interest, Dave, one other thing I'm interested in you elaborating on. I read with interest about Dizzy Care on your site and I used the word hatred, but your hatred, I guess, for maintenance agreements. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it made us discover we can put Diz in front of anything. But yeah, Dizzy Care is something we don't like maintenance agreements. We've tried it in the past with all the, I mean, we've been in the Navy since 97 and we've tried maintenance agreements and we've tried all this sort of thing, and they're just not fun. People just don't like them. They don't need them until something goes wrong. If nothing goes wrong for a year, they'll loathe paying it for the second year. It's a lump sum to pay at the end of the year, and it should really be a way to communicate with your client rather than waiting for the worst thing to happen. So with Dizzy Care, it's monthly payments. It's affordable monthly payments. It's just a rolling contract with these payments, and we'll do anything. So we'll repair products. We will, if they're moving house, we'll come and pack all their stuff away. We've got all the protected sheets for screens, all of that sort of thing. If they buy a new product, not from us, we'll come out and connect that in for them. If they buy a product from us, they get 10% off any purchases that they do. They get 10% off repairs and 10% off parts. So it just works for everybody and it makes financial sense. And it's been taken up better than any maintenance agreement we did in the past. So we really like it. They're honorary fish too.
Hence, going back to the phrase that you love, distribution is set up by installers for installers.
Yes, that's exactly it. We want a good deal for everyone and we want everyone to be happy. You're all part of it, so let's just have fun.
Brilliant. Oh, I'm all for that, all for fun.
Yeah.
That's brilliant, Dave. That's great. You've got a great lineup there, brilliant side of the business now, and it's going well, I'm assuming. You're well into it. It's fairly new, isn't it? I mean, when did you launch it? Was it a few weeks ago?
Yeah, we started all our agreements in January, February, and we launched a few weeks ago. So it's been a bit whirlwind, but it's been great. We've got pallet trucks and wrappers and things like that, and it's a lot of fun.
Well, that's the distribution side. I mean, talking about the installation side, the integration side of your business, how's that going? How's that been going of late? Because obviously all of us guys and gals have been locked down and due to the pandemic. I mean, has that affected the installation side of the business at all?
We're incredibly certain that we follow all rules and protocols. And in the UK, we're not allowed to go into homes till the 26th of April. It's in law. You can't even call something essential work, that you're just not allowed to do it. It's worked quite well for us because we've got a lot of commercial jobs that we should focus on, and we're allowed to go on construction sites. So following all protocol, we can still do that. And everyone's been incredibly understanding that we can't go into their house until the 26th of April. But as long as we follow that, then that's fine. We're AV geeks. We've been socially distancing since 1998.
Okay, I think that's about time. Thanks, Dave. That just leaves me to say thank you to Dave Wilson of Dizzy Fish Installation and Distribution.
Thank you.
Thanks again to Daniel Sait, who's, of course, got to get back to producing Essential Install magazine.
Yeah, we're about sort of, well, I don't know, sort of good 10 days into the next issue, but yeah, a bit of a way to go yet, but we're getting there.
Okay, thank you for listening, and keep your ears open for the next in the Essential Install podcast series. Goodbye for now, and have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the Essential Install magazine podcast. Please subscribe to this podcast in your chosen podcast app so you never miss an episode. Stay up to date with Essential Install in print and online. Visit essentialinstall.com.